boy, do we gain. You want to fatten up real quick if you're an O blood type? Just eat grain. We're like cows. You feed them grain and corn, you fatten them up quick and take them to market, and they build muscles quick too, don't they? We can pump up, and who says you can't be bulky with weight training? 9 out of 10 bodybuilders are O blood types because they bulk real quick. They can show cuts. The A's and AB's generally have longer muscles that don't bulk. But then again, it's the O's that are needing all that protein, and the protein's building the muscles, and so then they unbulk up. So, but the thing is, the reason we're so sensitive to carbs is because we're depleted in B vitamins. So that's why we're craving red meat. So oftentimes, I'll say, for an O blood type, if you're trying to lose weight, make sure you incorporate red meat into your diet and supplement B vitamins. Stay away from the chicken, do fish and red meat. And then you get into food combining because it makes a difference. A lot of people know it's better not to put a starchy potato with your beef or rice with your chicken. It's better to do like spinach or broccoli with your beef or the same thing with chicken. So that's why I learned to love sweet potatoes because they're not a potato. And sweet potatoes are great with beef and chicken and fish and just by themselves. But what it really makes a difference on that combination unless you're really rich in B vitamins. That's why I have the B12 Plus, to be able to keep B vitamins throughout the day. Or if you're doing a capsule type B vitamin, you want to do it at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock so that you make sure to keep B vitamins, because stress depletes B vitamins, but so does fluorescent lighting, so does computer screens, so does heat. Don't you ever notice if you live up north and you come down to a climate such as Florida or as Arizona, you get tired? And you're like, wow, it's because the heat depletes you of B vitamins. That's why you want to improve your golf game. You supplement at the 9th hole. You spray with a B vitamin like B12 Plus, and then your boost of energy helps you for the rest of the day of the remaining 9 holes. And so with it, if you want to lose in your NO or a B, make sure you supplement with B vitamins. Don't just take diet aids. Instead, add the red meat. Now, hormones have really made things tough these days because so many products contain antibiotics and hormones. And truthfully, chicken is one of the worst, far more than the cows. And that's why a lot of times I say to stay away from the chickens unless they're farm-raised, because they have. So if you get to that last 5 pounds, avoid chicken. Or make sure it's farm-raised chicken. You don't know that when you go out to a restaurant. But you can go to a kosher market and know that it was properly prepared and bled right and not the hormones and all that good stuff. Because the hormones then are going to change the way your body, because the taking in a hormone is going to raise your own insulin. You raise your insulin, you're more sensitive to other products to store fat. Because insulin is the fat-producing hormone. And that's why it's been challenging for women. Okay, so back on the O blood type. Where the A's and AB's are so sensitive to stimulants. That's why peruval glycine spray works so well as a dietary aid, because it doesn't stimulate the heart. And why they can, coffee, tea, even chocolate at bedtime wakes them up and can't sleep. They'll stop with drinking. They can't have a cup of coffee after 2 in the afternoon, 4 afternoon, or they'll be awake. Some of them are so sensitive they can't have iced tea after 12 noon. It is amazing to me. And then here we are, like I said, O's and B's drinking espresso and falling straight to sleep. But then that's why we can take medicines to cure our cold, or to take when we have some type of situation where our health is needing, we need drugs. A's and AB's need herbs. So now moving on over, I would say if you're an A or an AB or have heritage on the front line, meaning a parent or yourself, get a book called Here's to Your Herbal Health. It'll tell you all kinds of things. So B's and O's are needing aspirin for the headache or ibuprofen. Okay, A's and AB's will have white willow bark. And it works great. For a cold, the O's and B's would have vitamin C and zinc. We need vitamin C and zinc. Echinacea and golden seal work so much better for A's and AB's, but doesn't do much for us O's or B's unless we've got a strong A on a parent line. And then you have to do your own trial and error. So by doing it, but see, then it's like, I was in cancer research because I'm linked to cancer. I mean, my mom died at 29. They thought I would be dead at 33. So I've really had an acute interest as to knowing that if I get sick, I have O, myself, both my parents, and one grandparent, and one A. So I won't be able to do SCAC for cancer probably. I'll probably have to go with the chemo and the radiation. Yet there's so many preventative ways that you can use herbs, and that's why I think it's great to have A and AB. You need to educate and start trialing and error and finding out what works and if they work, so you know if your body is bio. And the great thing is, the greater health you get, the more you are able to be bioavailable to absorb more of the vegetables and the herbs, even if you're an O or a B. Because you have to become. Don't you notice when you start to get more fit and you walk more and you have a healthy lymph system, you smell more, you can smell aromas more, you can taste flavors in the food you didn't taste before. Okay, so that's why in optimal health wellness, you need to learn what works and what doesn't work within the herbal. And in all of the veggies, I always say, keep it easy, make sure you get multiple colors every day. I like, don't follow a real strict, it's like all foods, you need whole foods. We can't just sustain on micronutrients and supplements. They're designed to be supplements, to supplement what we don't eat. You can get a lot from food. But if you're an O or a B where things are going through the digestive tract in 8 to 12 hours, you need to supplement because you can't absorb everything as it passes through the GI tract so quick. So that's where I was really happy about Body Balance. Okay, that's a liquid nutrient that I've talked about a lot because I work with gastric bypass and Crohn's, and I do have a visual if you're not familiar. Body Balance happens to be just a liquid multivitamin and mineral where you have everything because liquids are always easier to digest compared to a pill. But it's all made from sea vegetation. So whether you're an A, A, B, O, or B, you're going to be able to absorb the nutrients because it's got vitamins, minerals, and then everything from botanical source. And I see A's and AB's feel energy difference within 12 hours of taking this. O's and B's is usually 2 weeks or more, and I'll take it twice a day just to boost on my energy. But what's so great for gastric bypass is it's low glycemic. So many liquid nutrients, they add so much sugar to make it taste good that the gastric bypass can't take it. So it's very low glycemic, so they're able to take on the body balance. Okay, back in on the B blood types with the fish, they do well with grains. So the O's are gaining from the grain. The A's and AB's do well. They can do the granolas, the nuts and seeds and together, and so does the B. It's the O's that are gaining it, but the B's do well, and they do well with brown rice. And on the O's, I'm like, heavens, just give me any rice because it all seems to gain. I know I get a little more B vitamins with the brown rice, but it's like rice sticks to my hips and thighs. It's like pinata, just spread it on. It just seems to stick. But do I eat rice? Sure I do. I eat everything. It's just I follow the 2 day on, 1 day off. And so many of you have heard me talk about God made, man made. Our bodies are made by God, so things that are God-made, it recognizes. It's the man-made stuff that confuses our body. The preservatives specifically, and now what's amazing is in recent research, they're studying preservatives, is that they've already come out midway in the study that preservatives inactivate pancreatic function. And now if that's already telling me that if you're taking a lot of man-made foods that have preservatives, so it has longer shelf life, if it's inactivating your pancreas, you're on your way to type 2 diabetes or you're on your way to faster weight gain. Because if you're inactivating the pancreas, now you're getting more insulin, now you're going to convert things more to fat. And if they already are showing that, of course, that was just in small print in the Wall Street Journal, you know, and a small thing to be able to say. I'm like, that's why if you do 2 days good, clean, normal food, fresh, and the 1 day cheat, you allow your body the chance, regardless of blood type, to eliminate. And then you're never having to follow any diet so strict. And it also helps you in on your personal profile.